Well, Debbie and Mary Jo, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're here with HCI Care Services with Debbie Kissinger and Mary Jo McLean on Let's Talk Knoxville today. And we're talking a little bit about the HCI Care Services Foundation and some of the things that it does for community members locally and throughout South Central Iowa. Debbie, we'll start with you here. I know that a couple months ago, probably 2 to 3 months ago, there was an event held in support of the foundation for, it was called the Bucket Bash, and a lot of local people here in Knoxville got together, helped contribute to the foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about that event?
Sure. We did have that in June. This was our third annual Bucket Bash, which is a small fundraiser to raise money for our patients' and families' quality of life wishes. We have had great support, and we appreciate people caring and wanting to give back to our patients. We wanted to share this recent story we did as a way to thank people and also to let them know how we're using their donations.
Yeah, and Mary Jo, can you tell us this story, a story of reconciliation?
Yes, I was working with a younger lady. She was only in her mid-50s, and she knew she was dying, and she relatively got the information quickly that she had cancer and she didn't have much time to live. And she had a son that was in his late 20s that she was not speaking to. They hadn't spoken to for 3 years. They had a misunderstanding, and they just weren't having the communication. And one of her wishes before she died was to have that closure, that he would forgive her. And so we worked on contacting him, and he lived in Colorado, but he didn't have a lot of money to be able to come back. And he was really not sure if he wanted to come back. There was a lot of anger still. And so we worked hard on just getting him to understand that she really was dying, that it wasn't a hoax, that she wasn't faking it to get his attention. And then I contacted the foundation to explain the situation, that there was a granddaughter in his ex-wife, but she wouldn't let the daughter come without her, and she wanted to make closure with the whole family. And so we worked on getting them here to get tickets for them to come to see her. In the meantime, while that was happening, she had a really big decline, and she had been living by herself. And one of her biggest fears was she was going to die in a nursing home. She was young. She didn't want to die in that setting. And so, again, we contacted the foundation, and they helped to pay for her to be at the Cavanaugh House. So that way, she had a private room in a way that her family could come and be with her, and she didn't feel like she was in an institution.
And so then how did that story get resolved? Was the family able to make it then to the area?
Yeah, it was up and go because he would change his mind and everything. So it was a very quick trip to get him here because, as I said, she started to decline very quickly, and it wasn't a slow decline for her. And so it actually was a lot of fun because once we got him here, we didn't tell her that he was coming because we were really scared he was going to change his mind before he got here. So the family actually told her the day before and said that he is coming, he's on the plane, and that he's going to be there. And so we had our aides at the Cavanaugh House. They dyed her hair, they did her makeup, they got her so that she looked the best that she could. And so the social workers up there at the Cavanaugh House and the spiritual care, they were there to help the family because they were very anxious. And so they kind of walked them through the visit together and were the support for the family. And so he was here for 3 days, and it went so well that he came back several times to talk to his mom and let his daughter be with her. And the daughter was 5, the granddaughter, and she had only seen her once. And so it was a really big thing for her to be able to hold her granddaughter and tell her granddaughter goodbye.
And that closure is important for a lot of people. There's a number of people that do have some family angst probably in their background, and that's one of the ways that the foundation helps obviously support patients' wishes.
Yeah, it helps them to move on, because if you're stuck in one part of the grief process, and in their case it was the anger and denial, then it's hard for them to move on in their future for other problems they're going to have, because grief is a part of life, and every time you go through the grief process, you're going to hit that same spot. And so for him to have closure with his mom and for her to die in peace, she had to be able to say goodbye and to say she was sorry for the things that had happened in their communication in the last 3 years.
And Debbie, that's a great example of how the foundation has supported patients. And I know that you guys support a number of patients every year through these wishes and hopes of your patients.
Absolutely. HCI Care Services' mission is really patient-driven. We want to give the best quality of life care, or have them have their best days, remaining days, as they're approaching the end of their journey. The foundation, we turn no one away because of their inability to pay. So the fact that she was able to stay at the Cavanaugh House was just because of the generous giving and caring that our community gives. So we're really proud of that, and we'd like to thank everyone.
And how can people learn more about the foundation and possibly give more as well to the nonprofit?
Sure. You can go to our website, hcicareservices.org, and click on the donation button. I certainly would love to talk to you and visit with you. I'm here in the office. Our number is 641-842-4312. We're up on the square near the Coffee Connection, and anybody in the office would be glad to talk to you about giving.
I think what's important for people to realize is sometimes people will think, myself included, when they hear give to some foundation, that has to be this large amount of money to give to a foundation to help with the wish. As a social worker, we do wishes every day. That's one thing that's unique about HCI, is that we really work hard to help people. And sometimes a wish is as simple as somebody wants to go camping one last time with their friends. And so just enough money to help purchase a tent for the family, or to get something, or even the gas money to get there. Wishes come in all ranges and sizes. And so it's not always a ticket for a family. Sometimes it's just enough money to go to the ice cream parlor. So wishes can come in any sizes. So any wish can be granted by anybody in the community. They just don't need to be scared that it's not enough money to give for a wish.
All right. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for being here with us today. And thanks for sharing that story.
You're welcome.